it's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Bricks hanging out with you right here on 104.5theteam.com. Bricks, how are you on this fine podcast Thursday?
You know, I am fantastic on this fine podcast Thursday. My New York Knicks are on pace to be NBA world champions, and I can't get enough of it.
Can you say that they're on pace to be a champion?
I need the Giant games to end so I can focus on the real best team in New York right now.
Oh, come on.
New York Knickerbockers.
All right, they one bad loss to the Redskins, and now suddenly the Knicks are the best team in New York?
The Knicks are a pretty glorious-looking team right now. They got the Moj going.
The Knicks are pretty good, but let's not get carried away. It is early in the season.
You beat the Bobcats by two last night. That's fine.
That's a thing.
Are we talking Knicks? Let's hold off the Knicks.
All right. We'll circle back around to that.
That Bobcat win was a great win, and I will tell you why, but
circle back around to that in an NBA first segment. Well, we got to start off with the news of the night. It's Kobe Bryant, his 30,000th point. First of all, 30,000?
That's a lot of points. That just seems
astronomical to me. We're like, yeah, Derek Jeter's got 3,000 hit. Kobe's got 30,000 points.
He's the youngest guy to do it. I don't really put any credence in that because Kobe came up in the Doogie Howser era of the NBA.
He's not the fastest, where you could just be a professional
at 14.
Right, he's not the fastest to do it. He's the youngest to do it. And it's just because, you know,
he started
playing when he was 18.
Everybody who was great from 1998 to 2006 or whenever it was before they put in the you got to go to college rule.
Yep.
Those guys are going to be the youngest to do everything.
Right.
LeBron is going to be the youngest he's going to be on Kobe's coattails in terms of the youngest. Sebastian Telfair, maybe not. He might not.
Probably. Kwame Brown's not getting there either.
Youngest to make the league, leave the league.
That's right.
Kwame Brown.
The youngest to be in NBA retirement.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad. But look, I mean, it's a huge accomplishment, and then everybody, the discussion today on every sports platform ever invented is Kobe Bryant's place in NBA history.
And, which is funny, like it changed.
Right.
Like between
29,999 is like, well, he's top 15, 30. Oh! Top 5.
Nobody told me he was there. Yeah, listen, Kobe is great. Kobe's the greatest player of his era.
Right now?
Well, no, because his era is the era before LeBron's era.
All right.
Kobe.
All right, yeah, I get that.
Kobe's
era
includes Shaquille O'Neal. It includes Kevin Garnett. Matter of fact, Shaquille came out in 92. Kobe's in and around Kevin Garnett.
Yep.
Allen Iverson. Those are some of the greats of Kobe's class, the three or four years.
Now, you can look at that class. If you want to even expand that to what you said, Shaq's year, if Shaq's a little earlier, or
Jason
LeBron's,
Kidd.
If he's a little later, I still think Kobe's the best. But if you're going to include, you know, Shaq and LeBron as sort of the older generation and the newer generation, I would say he's the best right now.
I kind of look at a generation as like is the three or four years before and after you were drafted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So kind of a 6-year block because your prime in the NBA is about 6 years.
Yeah.
So anybody who you overlapped primes with, LeBron's been in the prime since he stepped on the court.
Yeah, he was in his prime
so
at 19.
So it's kind of tough to tell with LeBron, but I consider LeBron to be in the generation of Wade, Melo, Bosh, all the way up through a couple of the younger guys, probably Durant. I consider Kobe.
An older statesman, at that point.
Exactly.
I think the only guy in the past, 15 years of the NBA that could challenge Kobe and sort of best player of that, if you look at, that whole, everything that encompasses would be LeBron. I mean, Kobe is alone. You have to go to Jordan to find a guy that measures up with Kobe in the past couple of years. And then you start getting into, Wilt and Russell.
And your Elgin Baylors. And I really can't speak too much on those guys.
I never saw Wilt play, right? I never saw the most of Kareem.
Bill Russell, great. I'll tell you he's great. Yeah. I'll acknowledge, but I'm not going to sit here and break down his game because I never saw his game.
The best thing I can tell you about, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was he was great in Airplane.
That's what I got.
He was great in Airplane. But that's what I got for you. I don't remember the skyhook vividly. So if you and I, two 20-something kids, start looking back at guys we've seen play. Kobe is, for my generation, your generation, he's the best player, hands down.
Hands down.
For
okay.
now.
Well, we did see Michael Jordan play. You are in the midst of making a segment one outrageous claim right here.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't think of it because when I was young, he made Space Jam, and to me, that's when his NBA career ended.
Okay, that's true, and you are a tad bit younger than I am. Listen, Michael Jordan's great, but you talk
Look,
about...
Michael Jordan's the GOAT. Let's just put it there. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
But listen, that doesn't... I have a problem with that premise, because if you look at everything that Kobe's done, and Kobe will probably end up with more points than Michael Jordan, or certainly very close. Mm-hmm. He's one ring away from tying MJ. So at what point can we start talking about Kobe as good or better than MJ?
Well, can you say, though, that Kobe has done it largely in an NBA that, you know, no handshake, that has been more favorable to guards versus LeBron Michael Jordan, who did it more in a, I would say, a center-driven league at that point with
okay,
Ewing
right.
and,
well, but,
and those guys.
But that, if you ask me, because who's defending, who is Michael Jordan going up? If you look at the best players of, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, aside from maybe an Isaiah Thomas, you're talking about Ewing, you're talking about Malone, you're talking David Robinson, you're talking about interior players. So it's almost like, you know, you look at Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan gets to go up against John Starks every night.
Starks is a hell of a defender. That doesn't, you know, Bruce Bowen's a great defender, but he's not, you know, he's not a guy you're going to mention top five. Just because he's not against top five talent all around doesn't mean he's not facing great defenders.
You can't, and I agree, it was a more physical league. In my opinion, the style of basketball was better in the mm-hmm. Michael Jordan era. However, you can't tell me it was a league designed for the center, because if it was, more of these great centers in the era of the center plus Michael Jordan would have won the rings that Michael kept getting.
That dude was that good. I mean, Jordan, I think, was that good in that era. And I don't know. I have a hard time. Maybe it's just nostalgia. Maybe it's nostalgia at this point. I look back, and for my entire life, I've been told Jordan's the greatest of all time. And so I am not buying into what we normally buy into in sports, is that right now is the best. Right, and I'm looking back. You know, it's kind of in Michael. He was great in Space Jam. Let's be honest. So it's you know, to me, maybe it's a nostalgia thing that says it's going to be tough for anyone to pass Jordan.
And listen, I feel like a kid, you know, rocking a snapback right now when I make this argument, because all 16-year-old kids make this argument because they love Kobe, because they grew up on Kobe and they know nothing of MJ. And I hate MJ, by the way, as a Patrick Ewing enthusiast.
Yeah, it's because he crushed your Ewing dreams year after year.
But Kobe can hit the three. The one thing, Kobe, there's not an aspect of Kobe's game that you can say, well, Kobe's not great at that. There was an aspect, there was one thing that Michael couldn't do that Kobe can do, and that's hit the three. Now, you can say that Michael was more clutch and was a better defender. It's possible, mm-hmm. but Kobe's very clutch, and he's a very good defensive player, and he can hit from behind the arc.
It's at least a discussion we're going to have in
Jordan
the next
is a
couple
great
years.
Version. He's the greatest. I mean, there's Dwayne Wade, I think, is a little bit more in the mold of how Jordan played basketball than Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kobe's great. I'm not going to say he's better than Jordan, but I hate people who won't consider
it's a conversation
at the end of the day. Kobe could be
at the end of Kobe's career.
Right.
It's going to have to be a conversation.
If he gets another ring, if he breaks his scoring records, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, here's standing on the periphery of that is LeBron, and there's so much left of his career. We'll see. It's just, you know, projected out. It's going to be
It's a numbers game for LeBron.
Right.
Kobe's got five. I think because LeBron's going to crush it, he's probably going to crush Kobe's numbers mm-hmm. here in terms of points. He's going to be miles ahead of him in assists, miles ahead in rebounds. He's got to be within two rings or so.
Yeah, he's got to stack them up. It's interesting though, just how much talent we've seen.
You're getting into the Peyton Tom Brady situation with LeBron and Kobe. I happen to think Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than Tom Brady, but their numbers are very similar.
And it's hard to argue.
And Tom has
rings.
Made and won far more Super Bowls.
Right. So we'll move off that into the New York Knicks. Your New York Knicks, Pierce Bricks, who. Survive the Charlotte, but what the hell happened to the Charlotte Bobcats
Dude,
last night?
They looked explosive. They looked like a good team.
I'm sorry.
They until looked like the, a good until team. The end of the game.
They a 5 second violation, a travel, and then a turnover. Just
a
gave
phenomenal
the Knicks away.
Play by J.R. Smith. By the way, J.R. Smith's entire career was encapsulated in 30 seconds.
5 of 15 before he hit that game winning shot last night.
Yeah, exactly. Just shot 15 shots.
Just shooting it up, man.
He makes a phenomenal play on the steal. A complete bonehead play by dropping back on a 2-on-1 fast break within 10 seconds. and then wet money on a turnaround fade. So, listen, what I liked about that Nick game, and it, you know, we've talked about it many times on the Cover 2 on Sunday, 11 to 12, ESPN Radio 104.5. I view this game sort of like that Notre Dame-Pittsburgh game. I put a lot of value in this game. If they would have gone out and beat the Bobcats by 15, you know, it's whatever. But when you have a game, when you have Miami tonight, mm-hmm. which is going to be fantastic, coming up this weekend in between now and Tuesday, you're looking at the Nuggets, who are a good team, the Heat, the Bulls, the Nets, and the Lakers. So it is natural for the Knicks to overlook a 7-9 Bobcats team, now 7-10.
Who has been historically the worst team ever.
If you're the Bobcats, you don't make national television. So the fact that you know you're on in New York City, that's your nationally televised game. That's the best that it gets for the Charlotte Bobcats. They came out firing on all cylinders. The Knicks overlooked them. The Knicks were lazy on defense in the first half. And then the Knicks, showing poise, showing character, and showing veteranism. Is veteranism a word?
No, it should be a word. It's not at all.
Showing veteranism, coining the phrase veteranism on the court last night.
And without Carmelo, which should be mentioned. Without Carmelo. Without their guy right there.
Exactly. Came out and won this game. I like those wins. I think that is a character test. Listen, the Heat, if they can beat the Heat, that's a litmus test. This is a character test. Mm-hmm. When a team kind of cold cocks you from the back because you weren't paying any attention, you turn around and beat them up by the end. That is a stellar win for the Knicks.
And look, in any sport, in any professional sport, at the end of the day, you take a win, you move on.
Exactly.
I see it as the Bobcats did everything they could possibly do to lose that game late. And it worked.
Well, you know, and it helped. And listen, the Knicks locked down their D. If a guy's wide open, you're not going to get a 5 second. You should never get a 5 second. But you have to credit the D a little bit there. They did stumble down the end, especially when you see a guy like Ben Gordon, one of the more wily veterans on that team, who was having a phenomenal game and a phenomenal season. When he's the guy traveling, you kind of cringe a little bit. They actually showed Jordan. After that happened.
The looks of Jordan in that box. He's just standing. I don't even think he was sitting. He was just standing against the wall like,
it was terrible.
There were no words. It was just, oh god.
Cam Newton was just feeling really awkward next to him. It was fantastic. Two more things I'll touch on the Knicks before we move on. Another reason I like this win is because one of the concerns about the Knicks is how would they fare against young, fast teams. Mm-hmm. The Bobcats, not saying they're a good team, they are a vastly improved team. They're currently third in the East, or at least within their division of the East. How would they fare against fast teams for 3.5 quarters? They were a fast team that played well. The Knicks stuck around, so that was a good thing to see. And also, the reason I'm buying the Knicks and I'm so excited about the Knicks is because Carmelo Anthony lacerated his hand on an effort play he didn't need to make.
Yep.
He jumped in the stands when he wasn't even supposed to. That is so anti-Melo up to this point in his career. And because he is playing with that type of intensity, that's why I believe in this Knicks team, which is well documented, I was selling at the beginning of this season.
And he will be back. He is expected to play against the Heat tonight. I think he got a couple stitches on the finger, but he is expected to be fine. When we come back, we'll get into the Giants' loss to the Skins last week. Looking forward to the Saints and the Jets and their quarterback situation. They're bad, but they're entertaining. It's Cover 2.